This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi at 7 p.m. today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, state of conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. Government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The budget session of Parliament will begin on Monday, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of Narendra Modi government in its third term. Government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in the budget session of Parliament. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested another 3 persons in connection with NEET UG paper leak case. Of them, the 2 arrested persons are medical students of Bharatpur Medical College in Rajasthan. Sources added that the technical surveillance has confirmed their presence in Hazaribagh of Jharkhand on the day of NEET UG examination held on 5th of May. While the 3rd arrested person is an all-rounder who was providing all kinds of support to the kingpin. Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the neighbouring country is witnessing violent anti-quota protests. The External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students returned through various land ports, around 200 students returned by regular flights through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephone conversation with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon. During the talk, both leaders reiterated their firm commitment to take bilateral cooperation to new heights in the years to come. Highlighting the momentum generated by recent high-level contacts between the two sides, they agreed to advance the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation in various areas. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Chodron co-chaired the 3rd India-Bhutan Development Cooperation talks in Thimphu yesterday. The Bhutanese side presented the Project Tide Assistance PTA proposals and the first tranche of the PTA projects to be implemented during the 13th five-year plan period. Employees Provident Fund Organization has added 19.50 lakh net members in the month of May this year. The addition during the month is the highest since the first payroll data was issued in April 2018. Minister of Labour and Employment in a statement said that the data indicates that around 9.85 lakh new members have enrolled during May 2024. Foreign portfolio investors, FPI, continued the investment momentum in the stock markets in India, infusing around 44,344 crore rupees in equity and debt so far this month. According to the data, with the depositories, FPIs have invested worth ₹30,771 crore in equity and ₹13,573 crore in debt. KP Sharma Oli government in Nepal will seek vote of confidence in the House of Representatives, HOR, today. As per Nepali constitution, newly appointed Prime Minister should take trust vote in Parliament within 30 days of appointment. Another batch of 3,113 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 123 vehicles early this morning. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will take on UAE in a crucial Group A match at Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium in Sri Lanka today. Victory for India in this match would secure them a spot in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.